in today's ministration, I will speak a little the 10 miracles which the devil blocks. Now, these miracles can be provoked, or you can provoke them to happen. Now, so the subject of my topic will be the 10 provoked miracles. Now, these miracles, we have used the word provoked, meaning to say they can be provoked to happen, or you cannot provoke them to happen. Now, what does this actually mean? It simply means there could be things that could block them from happening. Barriers that can be there. So by provoking them, it is breaking what was blocking them. So in the Bible, there are 10 provoked miracles. We are not making them 10. There are 10. You didn't hear me. Tell your neighbor, there are 10 miracles in the Bible which as a believer must pray to provoke them. Now, so before we start these 10 miracles, if it's your first time to worship with us, or you're watching me on the television, it's the first time to watch my sermons, I would like to inform you, our ministry is a prophetic church. We believe Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose on Easter. But he did not just rise, but he rose for our redemption and salvation. Now, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior, you will be saved. But that does not mean that if you are saved, you should just be home. You need to walk in your faith. By walking in your faith, it demonstrates your faith. So our ministry, it is a ministry that we believe in the salvation. However, we want to demonstrate our salvation. Because we cannot believe in a God who we claim is all-powerful, yet we do not see his all-powerful in our midst. So our faith is based on activating the all-powerful God to show up in our midst. This is why we are not just a religious church. We are a church of faith. We believe in the acts of God. If you are one of the people who believe, raise up your right hand and say, I believe. Hear this. The first miracle that the devil would try to stop you from being experienced by you in the Bible is known as the miracle of introduction. The miracle of introduction. Introduction. All right, what is the miracle of introduction? The miracle of introduction. Shout the miracle of introduction. Now, I want us to go into the scripture. Can we open the scripture? We're going to go into Proverbs 18, verse 16. The Bible says, a man's gift makes room. Makes room for him. And brings him before great people. What does this word mean? The word simply means there is a gift in this man. Whether it's to do with business, whether it's management, whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical, but whatsoever that is in you, it is supposed to take you and introduce you before great people. Now tell your neighbor, the gift in you must introduce you. Now, the scripture says that we're going to read again the verse. Come on, just go. I want everyone to read the scripture. One, two, three, go, read.
A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men.
Now, firstly, I would like to ask you a question. How many in this room or those watching me who think they have got a gift in them? Whether it's to manage things, whether it's to pray, whether it's whatsoever that is in you. Can I see your hand up? Now, the second question, did that gift, did it take you before great people? Did it take you before greatness? Did it introduce you to people who matter? Or great people, do they look for you because of the gift in you? Now, it is the gift that creates the first miracle of introduction. If your gift does not take you to greatness, there is a barrier. Come on, tell your neighbor, we are breaking that barrier now. The way you are speaking, you're not speaking with the vigor. Say it, we are breaking the barrier. There is a gift in you. Oh my God, I don't know how to say this. There is something in you. But all the times, the years are passing. Every moment there is an opportunity. That opportunity gets blocked. Because the devil is blocking the miracle of introduction. Because he knows when you are introduced, you are gone. He knows if you are connected, you are gone. Every barrier that has been standing to stop you, your children, your family from being introduced, we rebuke it now. We rebuke it. Your company will be introduced. I said your company will be introduced. Your business will be introduced. Your calling will be introduced. Your gifts will be introduced. Your career will be introduced. Your music will be introduced. Shout, I receive it. Some miracles of introduction. You're not getting this. I didn't come here to prophesy today. I came here to drop a miracle. I came to give somebody a miracle. We have people with ideas, but those ideas are never introduced anyway. You have got business proposals, but those ideas are never introduced. Some of you, you have got a calling, but you are failing for the world to know you. Because the enemy will not allow you to be introduced. The day God spoke to me about this was in 2011. And I prayed against it. It only took 3 months. In America, they began to know me. In Italy, they began to know me. Because the gift in me, the enemy was stopping me from being introduced. I pray you will be introduced. I say, I pray you will be introduced. I command, be introduced. In the name of Jesus. Say, miracles of introduction. Somebody said again, miracles of introduction. My God, imagine, I am very good in a computer. The mutana so bad is minutes. No connection, no introduction. People will begin to come. Even in banks. Some of you go anywhere, they reject you. The bank doesn't want to be introduced to you. Any way, any place, it's like you are blocked everywhere. Today, I want you to see the power of miracles. Raise your right hand and say, Oh Lord, I receive a miracle today of introduction. Put your hands together. Tell your neighbor, don't be surprised when I start getting introduced everywhere. Give a neighbor a high five. Say, neighbor, don't be surprised. Say, I am gone. Now, let me show you something. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Even Jesus needed this miracle. It took John to introduce him. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Jesus was introduced. Do you know at that time who was famous? It was John. No one knew Jesus. It was John. Everyone in town was following him in the wilderness. Even soldiers. Everyone was following John in the desert. When Jesus came there, in front of the multitudes, John stood up and introduced Jesus. That this is the Son, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sins of the world. Not only that, God also introduced him. And he said, this is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to me. There are two types of introductions. the first introduction and the second introduction. Either God has introduced you or people have introduced you. Then it brings to another third example where God introduces you and a man introduces you. God can introduce you as a king, but not people knowing you are. David was anointed as a king, but nobody knew. It also needed men, the elders of Israel, also to endorse David as a king. So when God gives you an idea, it must not end there. You need connections. God must bring in certain important people to take you from where you are to another level. And there are so many of you here who you are failing. You are struggling. You have business, projects, anointing. You have a calling. You have a gift. But you are failing to be introduced, because the devil will stop you from being introduced. As I'm talking right now, it's only yourself who know who you are. It's only yourself who understands yourself. It is only yourself who know the project you want to do, the business that you want to achieve. Because the enemy, he is stopping you from being introduced. But I stand with a prophetic voice. I prophesy your soul. I prophesy your company. I prophesy your generation.
Oh,
I prophesy your career.
Oh, yes.
I prophesy your project.
Oh, yes.
You will be introduced. Tell your neighbor, receive it. It's a miracle of introduction. Can I go ahead? Can we go number two? Maybe before we go to number two, raise your right hand and say these words. Say, Father, announce me to those who matter for my next level. Say, as I declare, I am remembered in corridors of influence. My name enters rooms I have never stepped into. Angels of introduction, introduce me now. Put your hands together for the Lord. Number two, miracles of uncommon provisions. Being given things or receiving things not in a common way. What people know, that for you to get this, you're supposed to do this. These provisions don't come through such channels. These miracles happen in a way no one can understand. Uncommon channels. Let me show you. Let's go to the book of Kings. Okay, so we are going to read 1 Kings 17 verse 6.
1 Kings 17 verse 6. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and the bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
Now, this is Elijah. When he was hiding the birds brought him meat. Go back to the scripture. Wait a minute. The
larvae brought him bread and meat in the morning.
Wait a minute. In the morning, and bread and meat
in the evening.
Did you just hear it was not a person bringing the food? Birds, ravens. How many of you know a raven? Imagine that bird bringing bread to a person and meat. If there is a stinger bird in the world, it is a raven. Do you know what that means? If there is a bird, it would never share its meat. It's a raven. But this raven was commanded to bring food, to bring bread. These are not miracles you can see. Do you know what could be your raven? Do you know what could be your raven right now? This could be institutions you have never thought they can give you money. They can give you projects. They can give you connections. These ravens can be commanded to give you what you never thought they would give you. Somebody say, uncommon provision. Let me explain further. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I am saying, ravens brought bread and meat. Is this common? Do you know there are miracles in your life that you are not expecting? It can happen. There are provisions. Some doors can open. Tell your neighbor now. That neighbor, if God can command you now, even you can give me money. Now, hear this. Most of you now, you don't even look for those uncommon provisions, opportunities. Because you think they are impossible. They are opportunities that will be commanded for you. Can I prophesy? Can I prophesy to somebody here?
Prophesy, major.
And common opportunities coming to you. You receive phone calls, emails, letters, messages from people you never thought. Receive in the name of Jesus.
I receive it. Major.
Some opportunities you will be refusing yourself. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Divine provisions that are uncommon will locate me. Wherever I go, I will experience divine and common provisions. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let's go to miracles of speed. These miracles, God makes them happen around you by cutting some time short. Some of you, your healing is taking time. You need to be healed by speed. Let me tell you, in the Bible, everybody was healed by the ministry of Jesus and prophets and apostles. But some people would take time to be healed. A very good example is Naaman. He had to dip himself in the water. First, he had to drive to the river. When he went there, he had to dip himself in the river and come out. Again, he had to bathe 7 times. He had to bathe 7 times. Yet the same Bible, Jesus met people with leprosy. The Bible says, and he touched him. And after he touched him, immediately the leprosy disappeared. Well, on another passage, he meets 10 people of leprosy. And he says, go and show that you are healed. They started going. We don't know how many days they walked. But their miracle was not instant. As they were walking to go and show themselves, leprosy was disappearing until it disappeared. Well, other people, he just touched them. It disappeared. There was the blind Bartimaeus. Just touching his eyes, his eyes opened. Well, another blind man, he told him, go and wash yourself on the river. Now, we are seeing all of them healed, but differently. We have someone in this room. Your healing is happening, yes, but they're happening slowly. We want you to receive your healing by speed. Raise your hand. I say in the name of Jesus, I receive my miracle by speed. Now, let's go ahead. We see the same Bible. A man by the name Job, who was believing God for restoration, and it took him a lot of years to be restored. Yet, another man by the name Obed-Edom, who kept the ark of God in his house, only 3 months, the Bible says, in those 3 months, God blessed the house of Obed-Edom. And everything that was with him. Now, what are we seeing in comparison? The speed of certain things, how they can happen. I know God is doing a miracle in your life. But I'm telling you, we can believe God for miracles of speed. Tell your neighbor, God is not limited by space, time, matter, by anything. He can make your life change overnight. He can turn around events. He is God of speed. Tell your neighbor, he created the whole world in his seconds. So what is your life, neighbor? Imagine this. Everything we are seeing in the whole world, including yourself, they were all made in 7 days. Mountains, rivers, oceans, everything we see. That's how speedy. And this is the God that is in you. And yet your project is taking years. I pray for the anointing of speed. Miracles of speed. Your healing, your deliverance. Let me say this. Let me use an example of my biological father. He's here. One time, he had a problem. And the problem wasn't getting out. And it was to do with his intestines. So he told me, he said, I want to come to international visitors. And he came and he said, I want prayer. Not from my son, but from my prophet. And he came on the line. And I prayed for him. Instantly. He went to hospital. They couldn't find the problem. He was healed instantly. Tell your neighbor, your miracle can happen by speed.